And they'd buy their supplies or what they had to have. In that day, they bought salt and sugar and coffee. And of course, later years, they raised their wheat, you know, and would have it threshed and take it to the mill and have it ground and everything, you know. Sugar and coffee, salt, and if they bought flour, well, that was about the groceries that they bought. They raised all the others. They had cows, they had hogs out on the range. They just run out in the woods, you know. And that was like I was telling you about my wife's grandfather. The neighbors would gather together and they'd take 100 head of hogs or 150 head of hogs, and they'd drive them to these big mountains in the north. You can see back there, the Rich Mountains, and they'd take them there and build them a corral, and they'd lot those hogs, and somebody would stay with that camp all the time. They'd take a week about or something, but somebody would stay with the hogs. Of course, they'd turn them out after they stayed in this corral a few days while they'd turn the hogs out. They'd try to get them located just close by. And them hogs would come to the corral, you know, they'd come up there, and they'd stay there with them, and they'd fatten them on the acorns, you know, these oak trees, you know, the acorns on the trees. That's what they used to, some says it ain't good meat, but we've decided since meat got so high that a little acorn fed meat would taste pretty good, you know. But anyway, well, that was the way they'd fatten their meat. Neighbors would stay there and they'd kill those hogs, you know. And
in fact, I'd like to know more about that. Though you explained how they used to kill them, they drive them up in the spring and
it'd be in the fall.
Oh,
they'd take them up there in the fall.
I see.
About the time the acorns. But yeah, they don't fall till in the fall of the year. Uh-huh. And about the time those acres start falling, well, they'd get them up there. And one of the bunch of the neighbors would stay up there with them in camp. They'd make a camp, you know.
Oh, I see.
And that was, like I was telling you about that stag, you know, killing that bear.
Telling that again?
Yeah, that's the way that happened. My wife's grandfather said there were three or four of them in camp, the men folks, and the hogs come in just a little after dark, and they were running, you know, and just scared, and they couldn't do anything about it that night. Of course, they couldn't see, but the next morning they got up early and they backtrailed these hogs. And they found where they'd had a fight, where the ground was tore up, and they kept these old stags or boars. Some of them are stags, some of them are just still boars that grows those long tusks. And they'd keep them, a few of them, in the bunch to do the fighting, to fight off the wolves and the bears. And he'd always stop and do that fighting, too, when they were attacked by wild animals. Well, that stag or that boar, he would stop and do the fighting. The others might run off and leave him to fight, but he'd stay there and fight it out with him. Well, later on in the night, this stag come up with this after the bunch had come in. And they got up early next morning and went back and back trailed them, where they'd run down the mountain and come right on down into the camp. And they found where they'd had their fight. And